This article says singles can snuggle this giant emotional support bear and it doesn't snore. So already they're shaming men. They're shaming men from the jump. You know, because when they say singles, they ain't talking about single men. Ain't no single man buying no damn cuddle bear. We all know that. We know it's for women. And since it's the shaming language in there, we know it's also for women. Since it talk about it don't snore. That was a little shot at us, fellas. But yeah, this is pathetic. This is how down bad they really are. Let's press play on the video. This is about to get sad. Started from the top. We don't need to hear what they saying to comprehend this ridiculousness. You a grown woman. This is absurd. This is absolutely absurd. No, wait, let me pause it right there. The first lady is old. So I could see an old, washed up woman needing this. But we all know that this woman right here, young, you know, she's youthful, she's pretty. She don't need a damn teddy bear. She can have plenty of guys cuddling every night. Now, finding the same guy to stick around, that might be hard. Because that actually takes character. It actually takes being a good person. It actually takes sticking it out through the long, you know, sticking it out through the hard times. Sticking it out for the long haul. And these young dingbats, they don't know nothing about that. If everything ain't matching what they see on social media, then, you know, they ready to hit the dough. But yeah, you're not going to make this. Well, matter of fact, you could make it popular with young, cute chicks. Let's continue with the video. If you spend enough ad dollars on TikTok, you can make the young girls get into anything. Look at this. Now see her, she's a lot older. So I could still, you know, I could see her having to stoop down to this level. You know what I mean? Now, is this the equivalent to a bedroom fund dial for a guy? I don't know. Y'all can tell me below. Let's start the article. Can't bear to be alone this holiday season? Yeah, good one. A human-sized emotional support bear might be the perfect gift for you. The loving bear Puffy. That's a bad name. Not Puff. Not the no Diddy. Okay. Is the shape and size of a man human body. But has the head of a teddy bear. This is just sick. This got to be some type of fetish or something. Puffy is a very personal product invented by an ordinary woman who is afraid of being alone, the company said. Why couldn't she make it work with a man? Is this the lady? Is this the lady that invented it? I kind of feel sorry for her. You know, I try to reserve my empathy and sympathy for people who really deserve it. But if she had to make this invention to not be lonely, I kind of feel sorry for her. Or maybe I shouldn't. If you can't make it work with any human male, it's probably because you're absolutely horrendous to be around. So I take that back. I don't feel sorry for you. But at least you're doing something to try to help people. You know how on my channel I always say, forget it. Just stop trying to date. It's never going to happen. Focus on something else. Focus on flying a plane. Focus on giving to charity, feeding the homeless. At least she focused on something else. You know what I mean? So I guess I can't be mad at it. What else we got? Let's see. The 5'7" oversized, you know, so some robber think that it's a man in the car. Like, what other situations can we use this? I mean, not we. What other situation can washed up, you know, unbearable dingbats use this in? I hope they dive into that. Because it's going to be hilarious if they do. Let me check the comment section real quick. We're going to get into some videos, y'all. I had a request to go over this real quick. Let's see. especially during the long, lonely nights. Can you attach a dildo to it? I mean, can it help him with that aspect of lonely nights? The Milky Brown Bear is produced by a Bulgarian company founded by model and designer Ina Margavlevova and product and creative manager Tanya Barnevlevova. Look at this. I mean, you could sell women anything. Like I said, enough ad dollars on TikTok, and this might take off if it haven't already. You can sell a dingbat anything. This is stupid. I gotta read this. We women are often left alone for various reasons. Oh yeah, they're gonna keep it vague when it comes to that. What are the various reasons? You're a terrible person. The company says sometimes it's a personal choice, bad luck, or fate. I'm gonna go with it's the men's personal choice to stay the fuck away from a train wreck like you. That's really what it comes down to. Fate. Cut it out. Leave fate out of this. But we all need someone's presence or a hug, especially at night before falling asleep or on the couch in front of the TV. That's what humans do. Now, see, this is a weird position here. Okay, whatever. Is pathetic. Okay, I can't do anymore. Let's go over a video. All right.
What is a red flag you've ignored?
Probably butterflies. I feel like I've learned that when you get butterflies, it's actually a like it should come with a warning. Like you need to go for the nice guy and the one that makes you feel really calm because the guy that gives you butterflies, run for the hills.
This is actually good advice. Coming from a woman on the internet. Now, here's the bad side, though. They don't learn these lessons, until they're already ruined. How many bad boys does she have to go through to, have this revelation? How many pump and dumps? How many times did guys hit it and quit it? How many times did she get D down by, Long Stick Rick and Long Rod Todd? All Night Mike, Long Wang Chang. Before she had this common sense revelation. But hey, at least she's giving some good advice to women, which is very rare.
But everything kind of leads you to the right person and like leads you the right way in the end. So go with the butterflies for a little while.
A wow. What?
You do not know how much that triggers me because I am a waitress at a strip club and I also own a topless cleaning company. So I work with a lot of these girls. Now, let me tell you something. The average earner owns $800 a month on OnlyFans. The average customer only buys once and never renews the subscription. Your
Right.
photos will be leaked and viewed freely more than they are people that you know. And
That's crazy. Yeah, that's true. Very true. And probably relatives in there as well. So many downsides to having OnlyFans. But let me ask you this. How do you know all these downsides? Just from working with slurs, or did you have one at some point? Based on the fake lips, I'm gonna go with you had one at some point. Is that a stripper pole I see back there? What's going on? The nose ring? You definitely had one. I'm glad you learned your lesson, but as I said in the previous clip, they only learn their, pivotal lessons long after they're already ruined. But yeah, man, there's so many young women getting manipulated into starting OF pages when it's really not gonna work out. They're not gonna make the money, the same money that the girl they saw on whatever podcast makes. And a lot of them probably be capping. I'm sure they don't make what they claim they make. Then your relatives are gonna see it. Your perv relative is gonna, jerk off to you. It's pretty much all bad.
That huge top 5% are only making $100,000 jobs right now. I don't really have time. And they go, just do OnlyFans. Why don't you just shut the fuck?
Well, that's how you know the guys you're dating don't value you. They just see you as a fun doll. Because if it's a woman that a man really values and sees a future with, he's not going to suggest she do OnlyFans. And that's probably the real reason that she's mad, that she's this mad, because she realizes these dudes don't give a fuck about me. That's why they, you know, suggested that.
Shut up!
How the heck did men manage to convince women to not experience the medical...
Look, we want y'all to face some of the downsides of being equal to men. That's why it's feminist. If you're a effinist, then we're equal. So pull equal weight. Most men aren't CEOs. The overwhelming majority of men aren't CEOs. Most men don't make over 50K. You can't take care of a family by yourself on 50K. So if you're a feminist, yeah, where's the ducats? I need your half of the rent. But I know, you just want the benefits and none of the downsides, because you're an idiot.
And biological inequalities that women face, that men do not have the same risks to their safety as women, and yet somehow we should be expected to pay the same or more as men. Like, how did they convince us? What witchcraft were they on? This might be...
It's not witchcraft. It's logic and common sense. But then again, yeah, not your strong point. Why would any man want to date her? I don't get that part. So he's going to pay all the bills while you sit and bash him and talk about how he's contributing to the patriarchy at the same time. It just doesn't mix. Either shut up and be traditional and get the bills paid for you, or be a feminist and pay half the bills.
Controversial take of mine, but I think that men should contribute more financially in a relationship. Obviously, I've talked about the financial disparities in pay for men and women, but also...
Well, what's going on in society doesn't matter. It only matters what's going on with our lives since we're together. So it don't matter if men make more. In our situation, you might make more, or you might make equal. So you keep citing societal norms and what most men do, or how men are, you know, earning more in this situation. None of that matters. What's going on between me and you is the only thing that matters, idiot. Can you imagine, like, living day to day with this woman and her talking about this stuff? I can't believe she's not single. Or maybe she is.
Also, because of all of the additional BS that women have to deal with. Like, it's not fair.
Splitting the bills is definitely feminist. Especially if the woman is earning equal to what the man is making. You wanted equality and now you have it.
Look, I'm not trying to undermine the importance of female financial independence. I think that it is so, so, so important.
Right, they want jobs so they can stack their own money, spend their own money, have an exit route when they get bored. It's sickening, man. It's sickening. Look, women who don't contribute to bills, it's not worth it to me. Being in a relationship with a woman is just not worth it if she's not contributing to bills. Because after a while, she's going to get bitter and nag you, and she's gonna just be a drag on your life at some point that you're paying for fully. No. For it to even be kind of worth it to live with a woman, she has to pay half the bills, or paying a significant amount of the bills, at least 33%. If not, you could just be a live-out girlfriend.
Women need to have their own safety net so that they can escape from a potentially bad situation. I think women should have streams of income that are separate from the man that they're with. I also think it can be really, really empowering for women to earn their own income and have their own stuff going on for themselves. I'm not taking away from that at all. But I think it's time that we wake up and begin to realize that the inequalities that women face need to be compensated for financially.
This is so stupid. And it's funny because women like this actually think they're intelligent. Like, a lot of women's jobs and careers, they're just ego projects. They go out in the world and make $250K just to go find a $500K man to pay all the bills. Like, it makes no sense whatsoever. You could have been a waitress and got that. I think some of them think they are going to be around higher value men if they achieve that level.
50-50 thing is a lie that has been sold to women by the patriarchy. So make his pockets hurt, ladies.
So when you pay all the bills, it's patriarchy and he controlling it. When he say pay 50-50, that's also the patriarchy. Anything a man do is going to be, you know, a tool of the patriarchy. And this is why you never date a woman who even has the word patriarchy in her vocabulary. She's not going to be good mother material. She's not going to be good wife material. And she's just going to be fucking annoying. And her friends are going to be fucking annoying. If you hate men, go less. If everything is the patriarchy, everything a man does is for the patriarchy, eat coochie. Figure out how to be in a relationship with a woman. But we all know those have the highest divorce rates and the highest, you know, instances of DV. Because women are horrible. And they're going to be miserable no matter what gender they're with. And it's going to be a poop show no matter if they're with men or if they're with women. If you look up the last stats on DV and divorce and stuff, it proves the women were the problem. I'm not saying men don't do anything wrong. Of course we do things wrong. But the major problem in most relationships, it's the woman. Even when the guy's kind of a piece of the woman is still a lot of times the reason why the relationship can't work. Because even if a guy's an alcoholic or whatever, really, if you just learn how to work around it, you can still make the relationship work. But women are just absolutely unbearable. Most of them are in relationships, you know, just inherently unhappy people. And if she's in a relationship with a man, she's going to find a way to blame her unhappiness on him somehow, some way.
So it's perfectly okay for her to save all of her money while the man takes on the financial burden of providing for her and the family, just in case she wants to leave him and also take half of his money in divorce.
This is trickery. This is low, conniving trickery.
So another video I wanted to go over. Where is it? Here we go. So apparently one of the women who came on Kendra G's show actually got married. I was blown the fuck away. Now she was slightly better than the average ratchet, you know, baby mama, you know, overweight baby mama that come on Kendra G. She was a lot better than the average one. So if anyone was going to get married, I guess I would have picked her. But I'm going to point out her, you know, flaws and shortcomings as well. Because after she does the update, she's going to re-show that episode, the original episode that she got married from. And I'm going to tell you all the reasons why the guy that married her doesn't know his worth. Let's get into it.
Today I traveled to Jamaica for 5 hours only to see one of our favorite cousins become a wife. Yes, Amisha, the TV reporter from Indianapolis, who called me back in 2022, in November to be exact, looking for love. And a man who was a surgeon, a doctor, saw her video, sent her a DM, they got engaged, and the rest is history. Talk about somebody getting married in Jamaica. Talk about somebody getting to a doctor.
A whole husband.
I mean, look, I hope it work out. He was a good looking guy. He looked like he in shape. But look, I hope it work out for his sake and her sake. I'm not putting no negative juju on their bond. But we still going to go over the original, you know, clip. But I hope she a good woman to her, to him. And I hope he a good man to her and they, you know, live happily ever after.
Oh, husband!
I'm walking in single, but I'm leaving out a lot.
So she's one of my favorite success stories. She's on my show, November of 2022.
Yeah.
She got engaged. Her husband to be a doctor, mm-hmm. Saw her video.
A surgeon.
She took that as shade. See how petty? Do you see how petty women are? She was like, oh, you know, she married a doctor. Oh, get it right. A surgeon. Because women are so big on status. Like, it's all about the status. And this woman is all about status and how things look. And I'm always questionable about those marriages and relationships. Look, hopefully it's great. But it just puts up a red flag to me when people just are so into how is it going to look? How's it going to look on Instagram? How's it going to sound? Oh, I'm married. See, that's another sign that women don't actually want to be in a marriage. They just want to get married. The lady saying, oh, she's marrying a doctor wasn't good enough. You got to specify he's a surgeon. He not just any old doctor. I'm high status because I'm with a surgeon. That's so corny. This woman married this man for the look of it, for the sound of it, for the benefits she can get from it if she decides to pull the plug. Like I always say, marrying a woman after 25, she's not marrying you because she loves you. She loves what you can do for her. She loves the status she can get. She loves that you saving her from her pathetic life, her pathetic romantic life. She loves a lot of stuff about it, but it ain't because she loves you. That ship sailed probably at 22, 23 after she'd already been pumped and dumped and alpha widowed a few times by that point. She looking for you to basically save the day at the last minute, buzzer beater. It's rarely for genuine reason when a woman get married after 25. And if she get married after 30, 35, oh, it's even 10 times worse. But we gonna get into it.
Down. Saw her video. They were dating. She sent me an email, said, don't tell the cousins yet. Yeah. But I think I got one. Mm-hmm. And then a year after she came on my show, November 2023, they got engaged. And today is their wedding day in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Okay? And she's accomplished too. She's a TV anchor.
Thank you. I am in Indianapolis. But sudden, August the 3rd, it's going to be a day that goes down in history. Thank you so much, Kendra.
God, may God get the glory. I'm just.
Hear me loud and clear. I mean, I see it buffering right now. I'm trying to look at it on my phone. I see it buffering. Let me know something. Is the stream all effed up? Is this just an all-around bad stream? Somebody let me know something in the comments section. They saying it's choppy here in Pennsylvania. Who else said it was choppy? Okay, Robert said it's good for now. Okay, left and came back and it's better. Okay, let's keep it going. But yeah, this man is a freaking surgeon. And from what I've seen, he's a good looking dude. It looked like he's in shape. And he's marrying, I believe she's over 30. I know that. I don't know if she's 32, 35. But she's definitely over 30. And I can't remember if they said how old he is. I don't know, but it don't matter. Even if let's just say he's 40. A 40-year-old surgeon who's good-looking and in shape? No, I get it. Every man don't want to get with a 20-year-old. Every 40-something-year-old man or even mid-30s-year-old man, you know, they don't want to get with a 20-year-old, a 21-year-old, a 22-year-old. They feel like it's going to be a maturity issue. Look, bruh, most of these bitches are 16 mentally. So if you think that a 35-year-old woman is inherently going to be more mature than a 22-year-old woman, I think you'd be shocked a lot of the times. I don't know if you're confusing, you know, witchiness with maturity or just because she's more aggressive and masculine as maturity, but that's not maturity. There's plenty of mature 21, 22, 23-year-olds. Somebody said 12. I don't know what 12. Oh, wait. Brother, if brother worked at the car wash, he wouldn't have a snowball chance in hell with her. Oh, no. Because, no, everything is about looks, status. You know, how it's going to look on Instagram, how it's going to sound when I say, yeah, I'm married. Yeah, he's a surgeon. Man, look, how do I break this down? That's just big in general, man. It's big in general. People are very judgmental. People are very into how things look, how things sound. I'm not into all that stuff, man. I don't care about none of that status crap. Men care about status, no question. But women, man, they take this to another level, it seems like. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but their whole existence is status and how stuff look. But yeah, man, this man could have done better. That's all I'm saying. He's a top, 5%. I'll just say he's a top 5%, man. So even a 40-year-old man who want to date somebody who's a little more mature, go 23, 24, 25. But 25 is the max if we talking about marriage and building a life. If he wanted to make this chick his girlfriend and she cool, live out girlfriend, fine. He's walking her down the aisle, post-wall. He's investing his life, you know, money, everything. He's giving her a last name. Man, hell no. There's no reason to marry a woman over 25. There's just no reason, man. I don't know. I get it. Some dudes want kids. Oh, my goodness. Adopt. Get your, like, I don't know, man. The odds are so against you, even if you don't really want to date a 25-year-old, you got to, bro. For your future sake. I don't care. Find a mature one. It's not an option to marry a 30-plus-year-old woman when you're top 5%, man. I'm sorry. Wait till they come out with Android kids or something. You just can't do this. This is just not okay. I hope it work out. I'm not trying to be facetious, whatever. I really do hope it work out. Man.
And that married her to her future husband. Look at them getting ready to become husband and wife, y'all. I love it.
Stop using dating apps. Stop running around endlessly approaching women. And stop texting women and chasing them because...
She is married now, Mr. and Mrs. Sutton.
I'm just thinking, man, is this guy a simp? Is the way the suit feeling telling it that he's a simp? The way he's sitting, like his leg kicked back? I mean, he got to be a simp, man. A successful, good-looking surgeon marrying a 32 to 35-year-old woman who had to go on an online dating show to find a man. He ignored all the red flags, man. All of the red flags. I feel sorry for this dude.
Ugh. A doctor, a TV reporter. Now let's take it all started.
Look at Amisha and her boo, Dr. Daniel. Yes, he is a doctor, ladies. Now, Amisha was on my show a year ago, November of last year, 2022. And Dr. Daniel saw Amisha on my show and slid in her DMs. Well, we have an update.
Look, this dude don't pull bitches. It's that simple, man. Like, a dude with options and a dude who is aware of how women operate and things like that, this wouldn't have been a good option for him. I feel like dudes who are aware will get something better than this to marry. And they got married quick, too. I forgot how long. It wasn't long, though. It was a year or under, I think. That is a no-no. You don't even know somebody. They probably haven't even lived together yet. Even if she was 21 and a virgin or whatever, I still got a vet. You know what I mean? We got a date for a year and then live together for 2 or 3 years before I start talking about marriage. I gotta see you in a few seasons, see how you act and look when you wake up in the morning, when you're mad, when you had a hard day at work. This is just a terrible, terrible decision that I hope work out. I'm gonna keep saying that.
The update is they're engaged. What? He proposed over the Thanksgiving holiday in Chicago. They are going to get married in
their house. This dude, man, this is crazy, man. This is why the red pill is so important. This is why channels like this are so important. She leaving with half of that. I hope not. I hope not. Gotta keep saying that. But why even risk it? Why even give her the opportunity to leave with half of that? I don't know if he want kids. But yeah, I forgot about that. Maybe he don't want kids, but if you want kids, why would a high-value man pick a woman who basically had geriatric pregnancy to have kids with when you were top 5%, you know, in the world? Or you probably top 0.5% in the world. This is just... I'm not going to talk about our looks, but you know what is relevant? She's not the most attractive woman out there. She light-skinned. Some guys get mesmerized by that. But a top 5% in shape, handsome man could get a better looking woman than this and a younger woman than this. Or even if he really didn't want, you know, a younger woman, he could have got a woman this age who wasn't so pathetic she had to come on the Kendra G show. This is a ratchet ass show. Now, I will say this. Based on how she carried herself in the interview, based on her career and everything, this woman doesn't seem like a ratchet ass thought. You know what I mean? But you never know. But I'm just saying, based on the outer stuff, based on her credentials, based on how she spoke well. She had a respectable demeanor. Like, it's just all red flags, man. Damn. 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 Hate to see this brother do this.
Their love made the news. Indianapolis recorder said, from surprise to I do, TV reporter Amisha Ramsey and Dr. Daniel Sutton's love story unfolds. This is amazing, people. Amisha sent me this wonderful email that I want to read to you guys. And she said, Kendra, without your show, I wouldn't have met my future husband. You are doing the...
And then the proposal got recorded. See, this, he might be into all this narcissistic stuff too. Everything got to be on social media. Everything got to get recorded. I mean, I'm not knocking it. I get recording your proposal, but like, far as submitting it to Kendra G and like, I'm not into all that, man. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't. He doesn't understand women. He just flat out doesn't understand women. When I'm doing the math on this, he a simp who don't get women. It's that simple.
The Lord's work. Thank you for bringing us together. Oh, girl, I am so happy for you, girl. Okay, a lot of y'all have been asking, where is Amisha's original interview from November of 2022? Well, here it is right now. Take a look back and watch her interview and see how she locked in that husband. Hello?
Hi, Kendra.
Hey, baby. What's your name, baby?
I mean, I wouldn't say she's bad looking. She cool, man. I don't know. I won't comment on it. But you could just tell from the aesthetic right here. She had her stuff together. The light was together. She ain't running around trying to put on a bra and all that ridiculous shit. You know what I mean? She seemed like she's higher class than to even be on this show. But it just shows these dingbats watch the same bullshit. Whether she classy, trashy, or whatever, they all watch the same nonsense.
My name is Amisha Ramsey.
Oh, Nisha, how do you spell
it? Amisha. Amisha. It's A-M-I-C-I-A. Like Alicia, but Amisha.
Amisha?
Yeah. I just wanted to say I'm a fan of yours. I'm not familiar with how the show goes, but I follow you on Instagram and I enjoy what you're doing. And I know you're a media personality. I'm also in broadcast, so I just respect your game and where you come from. So
I appreciate that. Thank you, boo. Are mm-hmm. you single too?
I am single.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Now let's get into it, girl. Where are you calling us from?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. How old are you?
I'm 32.
32.
Oh, what you... Wait, so 32. So yeah, she was at least 33, 34 when they got married. And she might have just been about to turn 33 and then they was together for, yeah, who knows. But yeah, she was post-wall. Ooh. Oh my gosh. And then she's a career woman. Career women make terrible wives on average. Not all the time. There's some good career women out there who they do it all. You know what I mean? She excels in her career and then she know how to go home and take care of her man. It exists. Rare, but it exists. But I wouldn't bank the house on it. I wouldn't take the chance on it as a young, black, successful brother in shape and all that. No, I wouldn't take the chance on it. Man, men have low standards. She might be a cool chick. I'm not, look. But knowing what I know about women, nah. Too many red flags. No matter how cool and likable she was. If I was that brother and I really liked her, but I saw all these red flags, I'd be like, look, live out girlfriend. You cool? I like hanging out with you. Live out girlfriend. We never moving in. We never getting married. I bet she kind of pressured him a little bit. Like, I'm past the stage of games. I'm too old for games. So if you ain't trying to lock this down after a year, yada, 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 and all that spill.
What do you do for a living? You told me you work in media.
Yeah, I'm a broadcast reporter. So I'm a morning reporter. I actually have to be up in a couple hours.
Okay, broadcast reporter.
Yeah.
All right, Amisha, right?
Amisha, like Alicia, but A-M-I-C-I-A.
Am I saying it right when I say Amisha?
Yes.
Amisha, Indianapolis, 32. When is your birthday or zodiac sign?
August 5th. I'm a Leo.
A Leo. You have any children?
No kids. Two fur babies.
Yeah. All right. Amisha, Indianapolis, 32, Leo, broadcast report.
Because it's like, okay, you 32, you're right. Well, no, I take that back. They can win between 18 and 23. But after 23, they're cringe no matter what, basically. Well, I ain't gonna say no matter what, but in most cases, they're gonna be cringe for one reason or another. Because after a woman gets to a certain age, it's, I don't wanna say they expire, but certain milestones should be met. So let's just put it like this. 18 to 25, no kids, win. You know, but once you start getting 26, 27, 28, no kids, L. Because it's like, okay, you had 10 years to figure something out with a man. You single, no kids at 28, 29, 30, 32. Red flag, cringe. So women have a small pocket to not end up cringe. And it's 15 to 22. If she haven't figured out, well, look, I'll give them the leeway. 15 to 25 is their range to figure out how to not be cringe. If they can't figure it out in that 10-year period, they're usually cringe forever. Well, it boils down to this. If she haven't figured out dating and men and how to make something work in that field from 15 to 25, they're usually just, they're ruined by that point because other stuff was going on in that 10-year period. And that's what ruins them, the other stuff that was going on. Usually pumping dumps and chasing the wrong men. So yeah, basically 26 is too damn old for a woman to be single, fucking period. It's that simple.
Order. No children. What kind of man you looking for, baby?
I am looking for someone who is confident, who can lead by example, someone who's engaged in a community, someone who has a lot of drive and ambition, very cultured, likes to travel, works out, and is...
So already she's described, and I'm... Hey. So already off top, how long have she been going on? 5 seconds of describing her man? She literally just described a 0.1 percenter. Like, let's... And as a 32-year-old woman, I don't care how successful you are in your career or how pretty you are. As a 32-year-old single woman with no kids, you don't deserve that, man, you just described. The equivalent to the man you just described as a woman would be, yeah, an 18 to 23-year-old virgin who was raised to be a wife and she's submissive and she ready to dedicate her whole life to a man and some kids. She ain't worried about Instagram. She ain't worried about a career, but she'll get a job if she have to because... She's still at the point where she could be molded. It's not even really about molded. Let me put it like this. When a woman is undamaged in the dating field, she genuinely can fall in love with a man and really love him. Not love what he can do for her, not love the status she can get when she say his name or post him on Instagram. None of that. She can genuinely love this man. To the point where I'll give him my kid. I'll die for this man. I love this man to death. Those are the ages. Like 15 to 22, 23 are the ages when they can do that. If they haven't had a crazy, you know, spree from 15. Because some of these women get around starting at 13. She already got 10 bodies at 14. She's done at 14. She's hit the wall at 14. She done had 5 boyfriends and 6 one-night stands by 14. And she's done for life. She's damaged for life. Is it possible for her to turn it around and have a happy, wholesome relationship and then work out with a family? It's possible, but slim. Slim to none, even at that young age. But yeah, when a woman is in those young stages and haven't been damaged yet, she can genuinely fall in love with a man and ride or die for a man for the rest of her life. And it's a high chance that she will. And the stats back me up on this. The less sexual partners a woman has, the higher chance that her marriage will last forever.
Supportive.
Okay, what's some deal breakers?
That's a good question. Deal breakers would be possibly someone who is not emotionally intelligent or emotionally in tune. Someone who's not able to tap into their own emotions and communicate and express that to me.
Oh boy, so she want a man that, see, they be describing a man that don't exist. Like, she married, I'm sure he met all those first requirements, but now she about to start just getting ridiculous to where it really don't exist. Emotionally intelligent, like, you gotta be perfect, man. Nobody's perfect. The moment this dude ain't being emotionally intelligent based on her definition, she's going to divorce him and take half his stuff. See, this man became a 0.1 percenter and he still got to be perfect emotionally and all that. Man, that's stupid. That's not who men are. We're not emotionally intelligent like that. And if we are, we're not in the way you want us to be emotionally intelligent. Because what that means when women say that, I want you to know what I'm feeling, when I'm feeling it, and be my therapist and fix everything and say what I want you to say, just how I want you to say it. Like, no. No.
In the best way they can. Some other deal breakers would possibly be someone who's quick to anger, not quick to forgive. And also, I think I'm as someone I believe in, I have a Christian background, but I would prefer someone with a Christian background.
Now you got to be a Christian. Think about if we put this in a delusional female calculator, what percentile this would be. A tall, handsome man who lead, who active in his community, who like to travel, emotionally intelligent, also a Christian. Like, this is literally a movie character, y'all. By the time you saying all this, you're not relationship material, because I can tell you don't know what it really is to be in a relationship. You know what? I'm pegging her. She's probably been in situationships her whole life. See, you can tell a lot about a woman. I'm going to give you this, some good game I'm about to give. I'm impressed with myself on this one. Listen up, fellas. Listen, all 12 of you. Oh, wait, how many people in here? All 12 of you, listen up. When a woman talk about, you know, what she looking for in a relationship, and the more it sounds like some shit that don't exist, the more you know that she's never been in a real relationship, and it probably won't work out with her. Because women who have been in real relationships know this isn't the day-to-day. Day-to-day isn't a fairy tale. You smelling the motherfucker farts. You seeing them when they mad, when they ain't emotionally intelligent, even when they usually are, but they have an off day. When their mom died and they have a mental breakdown. Like, women who actually been in 2-3-4 year relationships, they know the ins and outs. Like, they know what it's like in real life to be in a relationship. When a bitch is 32 still talking about Instagram stuff and, you know, this fairy tale movie, she never been in a real relationship. Because none of this is what a real relationship day in and day out is going to be about and be like. Traveling and community service and this and emotionally intelligent and blah, 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 never get angry. That ain't real fucking life. You've never been with somebody for real in a serious relationship. Just, you look, listen to a woman, what she say when she say what she looking for, and you could tell if she relationship ready. If it sound like a movie or fairy tale, she a joke, and she wouldn't make a good girlfriend or a good wife. This is a huge red flag if a woman describes something like this. Real women know that's not real. And real women know they shouldn't even expect it. And real women know if I do expect it, that's going to be the fail of the relationship. Because I'm expecting something that don't exist. A big reason why women leave relationships is because they never had realistic expectations in the first place. It was destined that they were going to be unhappy at some point.
Or who at least, I would just keep it with like a Christian background. But if they're spiritual and believe in like a higher power, then that's fine as well.
Okay. Does he have to look a certain way?
Yeah. I'm a teeth person. So I really would like a nice set of beautiful teeth that to me is hygienic. And I think a smile is something that lasts them. So I would like him to have a very nice smile.
Look, I'm not knocking people wanting somebody to have good teeth, but a lot of this stuff that she's saying, other than, you know, involved in the community and emotionally intelligent, but that's bullshit. I already broke that down. A lot of this stuff is shallow stuff, traveling and all that. I mean, I get it, sharing hobbies and stuff, but if somebody got a couple crooked teeth, that shouldn't really be a deal breaker. See, it's all about aesthetics for her. I don't know. It just turned me off when people, like, say teeth is one of their main things about finding a partner. Another sign that she hasn't even been in a real relationship for years. Because when it comes to relationship working or not, a motherfucker having one crooked tooth ain't really going to make that big of a difference. I can see if he just got like completely effed up teeth, but I mean, most people don't have perfect teeth. That's a stupid requirement to me, and a shallow, superficial one. But y'all can tell me how I'm wrong in the comment section.
I'm also 5'9", so someone who's like at least 5'9" or taller would be nice, but I'm not too strict on height, but it would be my preference to at least see eye to eye.
Okay. Does he have to make a certain amount of money?
Yes and no. I'll just say yeah. I'll say yeah.
Of course he do.
And that would be more so like, I'm not saying like it has to be a six-figure job, but definitely if he's gainfully employed. And I would prefer someone who has a business mindset, someone who is interested in expanding and growing in themselves and not necessarily working for, even though I'm not shading working for a corporation, because I mean, obviously like you have to have your bread and butter, but someone who's willing to be kind of a philanthropic or entrepreneur kind of.
No, those don't go together. That is a hard word. Philanthropic, I think I said it right. That and being an entrepreneur don't go together. Like, I mean, I get it. You got to have money to give. But no, see, you see how they talk. You got to watch, man. You got to pay attention to these chicks, man. See, they throw in that little charity and stuff so they can sound like good people. But it's still all about money and status. You know, somebody who's really about charity and all that, it ain't going to be about how much money they make at all. And you see how, okay, I need an entrepreneur. All these women want an entrepreneur. They want a millionaire for real, but they don't want to say it. So they say, you know, somebody who just want to grow, somebody who don't want to work for a company forever because they want a millionaire. That's their way of saying a millionaire without sounding like a superficial bitch. But we know what's going on. So if he, see, they never satisfied. This woman is never going to be satisfied. And she got a man who probably is damn near like, I ain't gonna say perfect, but you know what I mean. She got probably a legit dude, but it's never gonna be enough. It's never gonna be enough. Most people are content just doing what they do. If he a surgeon, he content with working for the hospital and being a surgeon, and he make enough money, and he cool. I don't want to constantly be pushed more, 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 more. Man, I never had peace. And see, it ain't about the person. It's about her getting more, 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 more. You could tell by how she talk. It's not about loving a human.
Mentality.
Okay. This is Amisha, right?
Yes.
Amisha, Indianapolis, 32. What's the age range you would date?
I think 29, like 28 to 29 would be the youngest, but the oldest would be like 55.
Oh, you go all the way to 55?
Yeah, she's trying to get that back.
A lot of older men are attracted to me for some reason.
Okay. Do you want kids one day?
I do.
Could he have kids already?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do the Kendrick.
No, man, you don't reproduce with, no. Nothing about this says mother material. And that's another thing, man. Once you have a baby with a woman, once they push out a baby, it's a completely different woman. It really is. And then the whole postpartum stuff, oh, man, oh, my God. When they pregnant and the hormone, oh, my God. It take a special couple to make it through that first year having a baby. Trust me. I don't care if y'all was the perfect couple before the baby came. Oh, it take two special motherfuckers to make it through that first year or two. Trust me. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay. I have my, like, hoodie on, so it's just, like, it's just going to be regular.
I mean, you look like you're in great shape. Okay. Okay. All right. So, Amisha, when was your last relationship?
2018.
Okay. 4 years out of a relationship. What has she been doing? Has she been celibate? Or I don't even know if I'm using the right word. Abstinent? I always get those two words. Matter of fact, let's clear it up. Somebody educate me in the comment section. The difference between abstinence and celibacy. Yeah, somebody let me know in the comment section. But you know what I mean. Like, what have you been doing for 4 years? See, it's just, I could keep nitpicking it. But what went wrong? See, I just want to ask so many more questions. What's been going wrong since you were 15 with guys? That's what I need to know. And then you've been single for 4 years. Dude's been trying to holler. What you been doing? That's not good. A grown woman. So a 28-year-old woman single for 4 years, an attractive 28-year-old woman who out there in the world, she a TV host. She got people hitting her up, calling the station and trying to get with her and all that. In 4 years, this man is doomed. Whew.
Okay. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask, when's the last time you was intimate with someone?
I'm going to keep that private.
No worries. Why do you think you're single, girl?
I think because my career, yep. I travel from, like, in order to advance in my career, and I'm pretty sure you can empathize, but about every 2 years, I have to uproot myself to go to another market. Indianapolis is a pretty big market for broadcasting.
Do you think she would pick him and the baby and their family over her career? Her career has meant so much to her for so long. She's going to get the baby from it. See, this is why you don't marry a chick after 30. She looking for the title of saying I was married before. Check. She looking for that special day where she could even be more vain. It could be all about her. Check. She looking for that baby. When she get the baby, check. Now she can leave. And then guess what? She going to get a bag on the way out. So check, 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 check. And leave you to go commit suicide. She don't give a fuck. She got everything she wanted. She don't give a fuck. And then go back on TV. You know what I mean? And get sympathy that her ex-husband committed. Oh my gosh. This ain't right, y'all. This ain't right.
And I'm on a contract for about 3 years, so it's hard to meet someone within that time frame, and then like I have to uproot myself and move. So I think that's kind of been a problem. And long distance relationships can be very difficult.
Absolutely. I mean, that's been,
well, long distance relationships aren't real. See, that's a red flag too, when a grown ass woman is willing to get into a long distance relationship. This is all off.
I mean, I traveled every 4 years. I mean, I've been in Chicago. This is my second stint in Chicago, and I've been in Chicago it'll be 8 years in January. But prior to that, every 4 years, because my career, I had to relocate.
So, well, we don't care, Kendra, because you is what, 45, 46, pushing 50. You got a boyfriend, a quote unquote rich boyfriend, but I don't think he's going to marry you. And if he do marry you, I don't think that's going to work out. Marrying a 50-year-old social media influencer, I don't think it will work out. I hate to be negative, but let's just talk real. She froze her eggs. Look, it didn't work out for you. If a woman got to freeze her eggs, she failed in life as a woman. I'm sorry. Even if she became rich. You done dealt with all these men, and just never mind.
So it's definitely tough when you work in broadcasting. I mean, what's going to happen is at some point in time, you might have to put your career second to your love.
Yeah. I'm ready to do that at this point. Okay. Like, I want to be rooted, and I have to just find that person that I'm able to make that decision with. But as long as the foundation is there, I can make that decision and choose my love life versus my career. Because, I mean, I don't want to be married to the newsroom. I want to be married to a man.
Well said.
But you don't know nothing about that. You don't know nothing about being married to a man. It just sounds good. Like, those words just sound good. Married to a man. It sounds good. But you have no idea how to even make a relationship work probably with a man for years. I highly doubt it. It don't sound like you've ever had a 2-3 year relationship. And if y'all didn't live together, I don't count that. Like, a real relationship is y'all living together. That's a whole different ball game. If you haven't lived with a person for at least 2 years, you never really been in a real relationship, in my opinion. The other stuff was play.
And then also, you might meet a man that might be able to travel with you, might understand your career field and be open to going to different cities. So, I think...
Look, okay, a positive thing I'll say, she did it. She married a top percentile man post-war from Kendra G. That's a feat. So, I got to give her credit. She did something right. She must have f***ed his brains. I don't know. I don't know what she did. No, it had to be more than that. I don't know. So I got to give her credit for that. She pulled off a miracle. Buzzer beater.
I think you're dope, Amisha. So let's get into it. This is Amisha, Indianapolis. Why would a guy be lucky to be with you?
I am open-minded. I am willing to grow. I love family. I'm huge when it comes to my family. I also put the needs of other people, not before my own, but I definitely believe that in sacrificing, it's almost similar to like my background in Christianity. But
see what she said? She almost lied, but she caught herself. I put other people before myself for needs. Well, not before myself, but yeah, see? She's going to want to be number one in that household. Well, that's pretty much most women. They want to be the main thing in that household. But in reality, the man supposed to be the head dog, the head one in charge, the most important person in the household. It's really supposed to be the man. But she told on herself, you let him talk long enough.
Just like being selfless and being able to die to myself, my own ego.
So but you don't know nothing about that. Everything about what you said in this interview is ego and narcissism, most of it. You don't know, it don't seem like you know how to put somebody above yourself. And it's damn near impossible to learn it post 30. That's something you learn young as a kid, really. You just gonna try to figure it out at 32? This is crazy.
To put someone else first. I'm also willing to go to therapy. Like, I'm willing to compromise and be agreeable. I'm not perfect, but as long as they know that I'm willing to put in the work. Michelle Obama is one of my people who I aspire to. She just recently had a book come out.
See, it's all about social media, influencers, celebrities, Michelle Obama. Look, you ain't Michelle Obama. I don't even know what to say, man. This woman got to read a book to try to figure out how to be a good person in a relationship. And this is what he signed up for, as a top percent man.
Absolutely agree with her ideology on relationships. And sometimes it's not going to always be 50-50, but someone I can buy into their plan. That's the goal.
Got you. All right, girl. How do you want the guy to reach out to you?
You can hit me up on Instagram. My Instagram account is Amicia, A-M-I-C-I-A, TV. So at okay. Amicia TV.
So it's something like that. So Amicia, your name, the way it's spelled, and then TV?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, girls. And you say you'll date.
You want to get with a woman who's going to get on your program. She already had her program. And she already had a big head from being on TV. She's actually on TV. People who want to be on TV and stuff, like, usually those people are egomaniacs and narcissists. She got a whole world built without a man. And now a man is going to come in and she's going to get on his program. I don't see it long term. After she get what she want from this marriage, which is a kid, and she already got the marriage, so she can say, I was married before. And see, when she meet the new guys she start talking to after the divorce, or not even new guys, when women get married, it gives their life credibility. So when she tells people she was married after she get a divorce, she's not going to say I got married at 32 from going on an online dating show. She's going to leave those details out. She's just going to say, yeah, I was married before. She'll let you believe she got married at 23 and it just didn't work. She was with him for 20 years and it didn't work or something. Or not 20 years, but you know what I mean. She was with him for 5-10 years and it just didn't work or something. She'll let somebody believe that because it just sounds better. But she got the marriage on the resume, so now she can word stuff a certain way so she don't sound as cringe. This is crazy, y'all. I'm going to end it there. Hit the like button. Get some merch. You know, join the membership. $10 a month. You get 3 live streams a week exclusively. All these other perks. No ads. 70 exclusive videos you've never seen before. Or you could join on the Subscribe Store Patreon for $5 a month. 50% off. It's worth it. I definitely think it's worth it if you like my content. And yeah, hope the next time you hear from me, we both better than we are today. I'll see y'all next Wednesday. Glad you liked the show, Mystic. Yeah, you're probably right, Robert. All right, y'all. Let's see if we can go out professional style.